our existence can become happy and fulfilling only when we step over ourselves and are giving ourselves to others. When we become fruitful, we all have this deep desire, wish, longing, inclination, natural inclination to become fruitful. All life must become fruitful. Other types of life don't exist anymore. Life must become fruitful. Having children, doing something, making some products. This is inherent in life. Not only on the physical level, but also on the personal level. We want to see that I am good for something. And so, the existential question is, in what context am I? I am here. I can do what I do. I like to do what I do. It is okay. It fits to me. I may do it what I do. But still open remains the question, what for? What for am I doing what I do? This means, can I put my existence, my activity, my being there into a greater framework, into a greater horizon, into something which has a value itself, for a family, for instance, or for our clients and patients, to see that in this framework, for this, I am going to seminars and I am training myself. Or what for am I good in my working place? And when the bigger frame has no value, it is very hard to work in it. We see it often in coaching, when people say that they totally disagree with their leadership personalities, with the policy or the politics or the philosophy of their enterprise. To work in such an environment is very hard, it's frustrating, because of course it's okay what I do and I may like to do it and it may be interesting, but in such a frame, to continue working there, wow, no. We start to become resistant and cynic against the leaders or the politics or so. The whole world, the bigger horizon must be in tune as a value, with the value of what I do, what I experience, what I am. What for? This is the question of meaning. Existential meaning means what I do or experience has a value.
Sorry, may I just
has a value. Sorry.
May I interrupt you, because your situation that you just described, this was just, you know, such reflection in my situation. So, what would you recommend? How would you?
Listen when I talk to with Michael.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. It's a burning question, and it is not just a question like, okay, it's nice to have a meaning, but if you don't have, don't mind. No. It is so burning that if I don't have it, I don't know how to continue my life, although I have enough to eat and my house, etc. What for should I do it? And people become suicidal in the long run. And they don't find an answer to this, a felt answer to this question. And so existential meaning says, well, what is the meaning of my life? Well, from the whole life I don't know, but from my life here and now, I know. Your meaning is to listen and to work on this, and my meaning is to explain it. This is evident, clear, obvious. I have no doubt about this. and I can identify with it. It belongs to me with all the other fundamental motivations. Based on them, I can say, yeah, this is the meaning of this situation. So existential meaning is the meaning of the situation, and this meaning of the situation depends on me. It is not given. The question is given. What is needed? What is it all about? What can I contribute to the better of something in this situation? Be it for others, be it for myself. It's again, it needs humility. Not the meaning of the whole life. No. Just reduce myself or bring myself down to earth into this situation, because my life is here and now. There is no other life than this life here and now. This is the point where life comes to its realization, to its effectiveness, to its practice. And so I must be aware of what for am I doing this here and now. And there are of course smaller horizons and greater horizons. I can do it right now. The meaning of being here is just to understand what is going on and to work personally on it. The next bigger horizon is, can I make use of that when I'm coming home tonight? Can it become good for something? Maybe it's good to talk with my partner about it. The next bigger, greater diameter of horizon could, for instance, be, can I apply it in my professional life? And the utmost horizon is, does it fit into my understanding of being here? When I see myself as a counselor, this is my profession, this is what I want to live for, to work for, to invest my energy, my time. I understand myself as somebody who has this profession, who is called, feels to be called to do that. It's not just because it's funny or giving me some money. This also belongs to life. But meaning is much more than to earn money. Money is not giving meaning. Money is a tool, but not the meaning. What do I do with the money? Still the question, what for do I earn money? Yeah, when I'm hungry, I know what for I earn money. But when I do not need more money, then the question comes, why do I do that? For the third card, third house, I'm not speaking about the third card. Is this meaningful? What for? The question of meaning arises when the direction of our life is not going well. When I have the feeling that if I continue that way, this will lead to nothing. This will lead to somewhere where it is not good to be. This will lead to something which has no real value, felt value. If I continue that way, this we sense intuitively with our phenomenological natural capacity, that continuation of this direction is not worth doing. It's like when I'm driving in a city and I'm lost. It's not meaningful to just continue driving when I'm searching for my hotel. having no orientation. I have no idea, am I coming closer to my hotel or far, more distant? Just driving is not meaningful when I don't know that this leads me to the goal, to the value, to where I want to where it is important to go. We stop and we ask for the road, we stop or check the map or whatever. And this means, similar way to speak in the existential issue, to stop and say, what is this good for, what I am doing? Is it still valuable to remain in the relationship, to remain in this job? What for am I doing it? Do I feel a value? If I don't feel it, not meaningful. If I feel that I am not able to do, I cannot do it, first fundamental, it will not become meaningful. Meaning includes all this. I can, I like, I may do, it corresponds to me. And the fourth step is, do I see the requirement? Do I feel the question of the situation? Do I feel that it is needed, that it is good for something now or for tomorrow? And this means putting myself into this horizon of my world and my life. And we have a feeling for that. What for is it good? What I do. We feel that life is often calling us, asking us, questioning us, and says, I know I should do this or that. The question I have prepared for you was, what do I feel where I am actually asked by my life, by my situation, where I am needed, where it needs me to do something or to experience something, to take time for myself maybe, a day off, that this is the most needed value in my life. And if I don't do it, I lose meaning. Of course it's practical what I can do in this day, but it's not meaningful. It's meaning would be to take a day off and to be with myself. This could be a meaning. Another meaning where I feel I'm called to is that I should talk with my partner. I feel it since a long time. I'm procrastinating it, but this is waiting for me. Or that I finally should write my thesis, do this exam, clean the apartment. The structure is always the same. Do I feel that I should? There is a need, there is a claim. The world, the situation, the outer and the inner are speaking to me. If I cannot, when I cannot listen to what they are telling me, asking me, saying me, inviting me, offering me, claiming from me, when I cannot listen then, then I'm not connecting with the greater horizon in my life. I have in mind what I want to do, and if I only follow my plans, blind to the surrounding, then my life is not meaningful. It may be pleasant, it may be somehow successful, but it's not meaningful. The existential concept of meaning means an openness to this being in this world. We are not only ourselves. We are members of a greater net, interpersonal and interpersonal net, that we try to take up what is needed, what would be good, what would be helpful, what would be valuable to experience or to do, and to become fruitful in that. What is actually my life calling me for, wanting from me? What do I feel that it is knocking at my door since maybe a longer time? I know I should see my mother again, or at least give her a call. This could be one thing. We feel it. It's sometimes not logic. Therefore we need this openness also towards our own perception. That's the way how we are interweaving ourselves into this world. And this is the meaning why we are here. To connect with all the beauty and treasure and value and which we are and which we represent, to connect with others and constantly with ourselves. This is the existential meaning, but then of course there is the ontological meaning, the meaning of my being there, the meaning of my life. I don't know what is the meaning of my life. I don't know what is the meaning of the world. I don't know what is the meaning of the universe. I don't know what is the meaning of HIV. I don't know things which I didn't create, which I didn't make. But I can always come to my existential standpoint to make this existential turn to what is Frankl called it, towards here and now, and what I can do now. Maybe not knowing what is the ultimate meaning. Sure, for sure not knowing, maybe not even sensing or having an idea what could be the ultimate meaning. Even that may be the case. Sometimes we have an inkling, an idea, what the ultimate meaning of my existence could be, that I am born for. But I think most people don't even have that. But we can continue our walking, our going, step by step, not knowing what is the ultimate goal. But life means having gone these steps. And each step we make it safely and make a good step. And then we are filling up our life with meaning from day to day. And maybe the result of this sum of singular meanings from hour to hour every day can show up, or out of this can emerge the ultimate meaning of life, to having done this. This is the ultimate meaning. Psychology cannot say anything about it. But this is maybe, this can lead to an ultimate meaning. This, like a chain of pearls, and we put every day is a pearl, so we get come to a great chain of pearls. And when we have filled in the last pearl, then the chain came to its completion. This we cannot know. This can be the case. We do not know. The ultimate meaning is a question of religion and philosophy. Every religion gives an answer to what is the meaning of life, but psychology cannot. This is beyond the tools of psychology, beyond the task of psychology. But it is, of course, a human question. Existential meaning is very practical. What is the best possibility here and now? In this situation, the best possibility in this situation. I find the best possibility in this situation is to talk with Michael.
Before we start, if anybody has a really troubling existential situation, I'm really happy to trade and allow you to.
I'm not brave enough.
We can switch off, Daniel. Yeah, somehow you say it has some. It is related to some purpose in your life. Good. Yeah. So yeah, come. Maybe you can see it. Nevertheless, all what we did today is under professional confidentiality, yeah? And this is also somehow professional confidentiality, but it is allowed to be open. And but if afterwards you say, "Oh, it came out more than I thought," then you can do it. Yeah? Okay. Thank you. So, Mike, can you tell me what is the question or what is? Is what you are occupying?
It is related to finding a tangible purpose
for
in life, for my life. Because for a long time I never even asked the question, and then I started asking the question, and I had no clue at all in which way I would go. And then it narrowed down a little bit more at about 5 years ago, and I realized it has to do something with contribution to life in general, all life beings, and then possibly closer to the humankind, so it could be related to the life planet and stuff like that, or closer to the humankind, making people happy, or making people enabling or offering something that would help people be happier and maybe find their own meaning in the end. And then it's still at the concept level, and I cannot find something tangible to say, well, it'd be this or that. And another thing is the kind of effect in a way. The finding the answer is, I feel that I'm called towards finding a system that can be scaled and offered to multiple people, rather than being delivered by me one-on-one to different individuals sequentially. So in your example, like you being a therapist, you have one-on-one sessions with clients, but also you're putting this university in place so you can spread the knowledge, and this is more of a model that I feel resonates with me while doing the one-on-one as well, on case by case. I don't know if this answers the question for the starting point.
What are you working on? What are you doing? Offering counseling?
No, I'm a management consultant in technology operations. I work in the financial industry, and I feel like, I help with transformation and change, so trying to optimize environments and make things work better, more efficiently. Mm. And the human element is a big part of it, not just systems, processes, and organization structures. And I really enjoy the whole psychology and emotional intelligence and social intelligence, all these things that I can apply in my work, I don't feel like my purpose in life is to help a corporation increase their bottom line by having their operations a bit more optimized. It's a good source of money and some professional satisfaction, but I don't think I want to be remembered for this somehow.
You don't want to have lived for that?
Yeah, yeah.
It gives you a living, but...
Yeah, not a purpose.
Not a purpose. No, it gives you a purpose. The purpose is money.
Yeah, yes, to be honest, but not a purpose for my heart. I feel my soul is jumping with joy because I'm doing this thing. My soul is kind of...
Okay. I do it. At the end of the month, I'm on the payroll, so... Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not really, it's not fulfilling. It's
no.
Not rewarding. It's, yeah. And but you say somehow it is enjoyable. You like it.
To a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, because I like the creative side of it, solving problems, finding solutions to difficult situations where I need to kind of look at different apparently disconnected things and find a way to interconnect them and synergies and
so stuff. Within this framework there is some meaningful elements, there is something pleasant and valuable and enjoyable, and so it's not so bad, but overall what for am I doing it? This, you depicted perfectly this question of the bigger horizon, the bigger context. For this context, this just to raise the income of the company a little bit by investing my life for that, this is not what I want to do.
Very much so.
Did you ever have something what you wanted, where you experienced for this when you were younger, when you were youth, maybe, or a wish where you wanted to live? Invest your time?
Well, I had all sorts of hobbies as a kid and stuff. But later on in life, one of the things I was not having as well was to be happy myself for a long time, despite of the multiple relationships and things I got involved in. And I was in the last about 5 years, I found an answer to that in terms of finding love and connection and spirituality and meaning for my soul in that sense. So I'm fairly content with that and happy with it at this stage, which fulfills me as an individual in my own little shell. And now the other meaning I'm looking for is the growth and contribution one, which goes beyond my shell, it's for the world. And
Michael explains it even better than I did it before. It is exactly the question. The question of this dimension of existence. I'm happy so far, but I want to see my life in something bigger, greater, more important. Not only for me, I want to share my existence, to give. Do you ever have had an idea or have an idea what that could be, this greater context, entity, where it would be worth living for? Did you ever encounter somebody or see something where you got the feeling that I can imagine is me?
Yes, quite a few, and in different fields, spanning from spiritual leaders and public life coach speakers to people people like yourself who start an academy that spreads and teaches and shares knowledge to actually making changes to the world, like people working on saving the planet and shifting from use of plastic to something more sustainable, or energy, or to Elon Musk who wants to colonize Mars. So there are different things you can do to really make a tangible contribution. I just couldn't find mine in a way. Mm. And I think I'm stuck in this, how do you call that, the square wheel, or when you can keep running. And I had this vision kind of level, but I don't have a strategy and tactics or and specifics on how to find that particular thing to actually get involved with and grow it. And then also the little technical, financial detail, how do I make transition from making money in my field to something without going bankrupt and not sleeping under a bin.
This is a practical thing.
Yeah.
First we need a concept, we need an idea, we need to see something which is speaking to you so loudly that you get the feeling, I should transform my life, I should make a transition. Because there where you are, you could remain there, but it's not a really good life. It's practical, but it's not a good feeling. And I'm sure even if you had a bit less income, you would prefer to do something which is meaningful.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, yeah. It's not the money which gives you. And if you get the double money, it wouldn't change the meaning issue in your position. So, yeah, you see something more creative, something which gives more contribution to the world, to the society, to some other people, on the individual level it's okay, but also on a broader scale. It might be in whatever area it happens, environment, energy, politics, economy, maybe not so much.
Not at all.
You are experienced in that field, but also sharing an idea, develop something, third world issues, not so close to you,
not so much.
Any closer affiliation to something? Did you ever come closer to, let's say, an environmental movement, and what, how can I, could I contribute there, maybe in my spare time, or in some social movement, or so, did you ever come into a closer contact with one of these things?
The one I'm closest to is the world of psychology and spirituality in a way, but because of my own personal interest in it, for my own personal growth.
Yeah.
So I kind of know some things in that space. The only other thing that I could think of that can help is I'm really good at connecting different things, sciences or specialties or things that may seem unrelated, and come up with solutions that integrate things very well, as opposed to inventing something new in a field that's very narrow. So something maybe in the space of bringing together neuroscience with psychology, with some technology that's been developed with wearables and things, and then with Eastern philosophies as well, to bring the spiritual side of it to the psychological side of it. Technology would help. I don't know, it some concept, but I just don't know. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. So the first task in this situation, the first task you already realize. You are aware of this situation. And you are not fighting, you're not in a reactive way, aggressive or dissatisfied, but you see and see, it was so far, it was okay and good, but to go on in this way, is to continue, would not be very meaningful. I realize that I am aware of this. Second step is now, I have some vague idea what it could be to come to closer contact whenever I find a possibility to contact people who are in areas where I see that this could be something for me. Because when I'm doing a practice there, or when I'm volunteering, or when I'm just discussing or meeting those people and be with them, then being closer in contact, I can feel if this becomes more and more attractive to me, then my heart decides for it, because wow, this is, I'm starting burning for it. When this happens, you found your way. But this is sometimes a matter of chance. If I have the opportunity to meet such people, to come into such a field, to be able to volunteer, or a catastrophe happens and I'm helping there, and afterwards I know I will continue there also. Life plays its game also. But if this happens, it's fine. But if not, I have to proceed by myself more actively and say, well, you described some area where you could imagine to do something. Now, you're interested in working for human beings, it seems to me. That human beings can do something better. What? Do you have an idea of what would you like to help human beings that they can do better?
To be happier.
To be happier.
Yeah. And that is a very high level concept. If you drill down, it's being healthy with all the components that involves, from nutrition to proper sleep, to spirituality, and finding a purpose, and then being able to be themselves and connect with other people meaningfully and contribute themselves, and this create a perpetual cycle where this spreads out.
So the area of social intervention can be psychology, can be social work, can be the connection between technical issues and its application in an everyday life.
Yeah.
This seems to be an area where you can see yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. But you don't know anything in concrete.
Not
so
much.
You come to such a seminar, for instance, to hear a bit more about what is it all about in existence? What should we look at? When you heard this seminar, you assisted to this seminar, how was this for you? Was it inspiring you?
Was it inspiring? And in terms of the content, although I've read Viktor Frankl's book and some other analysis about that and related stuff. So I came to see, for the workshop, to actually see how, some implementation. And also hoping to see some sort of a method that can be used to apply the theory in a practical way, to say, okay, now let's take this, and what are the 5-11 steps that need to be taken so you can find, starting from an idea or not having an idea, down to finding the what you're looking for. Similar with how we do it in industry or another.
Have you been affected by the idea, I would like to work with such a thing, with such psychological approach, need not be this one, but in general, in principle, to work as a psychologist is that the more I hear this, the more I feel, well, this is for me.
In a way, yes, with the only caveat that I would like to work more than on one-on-one basis, because that limits myself to a sequential contribution and I only have so many hours a day. If I could actually build something, let's call it a system, which allows this to scale and be distributed to larger audiences, then I would feel I could my contribution would be better, because first of all, I like creating complex things, and on the other hand, I'm afraid of getting bored by doing certain things in repetition, although I'm sure, I'm convinced that each case is different, and it's a challenge in itself, but it's, I don't know how to explain it without, I don't want to sound grandomaniac or something. I'm not for the fame of building something huge, but I like the challenge of creating a system better than the challenge of fixing individual problems.
This is something I don't really understand. You tried to explain it now, but I must admit I didn't understand it really helpfully. You somehow have the idea you want to multiply yourself. You want to multiply your effectiveness. I understood it in that way.
Yeah. In a way, to have a larger reach.
Yeah. But isn't it already a wealth to have helped one person?
It is. Maybe I have a skewed perception that helping 1,000 people is more valuable than helping 100 people or one. And maybe it's just my perception and it's wrong or different than yours, I don't know. But for the time being, that's my perception.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to challenge it.
Yeah. He could be hidden, could be, I'm not sure, but you tried to explain, and I didn't understand immediately why. I cannot really grasp it. But this is, in general, a sign. It may be my mistake that I didn't understand it. But in general, it is a sign that it is worth to work a bit more on this. Maybe this is a little element which, like a stone in the shoe, which makes hurting or blocking your walk, that you look for a bigger scale and don't look close enough to the value of the same situation, because then you could probably or possibly find something where you can engage and really be there, be fully there. Why do I have to multiply? Why do I want to do that? It may have to do with a special gift which you have. This is still included. But have a closer look to this. And watch it. If it blocks you to engage a first step, which means to go through some apprentice, some not very effective work, but still valuable work, which opens later another door. So this is something I would question: is why should it be such a multiple effect, or should it have such a multiple effect? And of course, we cannot find a solution now here to find, a social work is the work for you or so. I wouldn't expect that. You are too reflective. You thought about all these possibilities. But you come up with exactly that question of this fourth dimension of existence. And we need to have an opportunity to, yeah, to multiply or bring in fruit. It's also kind of multiplication into this world. Maybe you have some idealism and this gives you a way where to follow. Maybe you are more pragmatic, then you can look around in the industry where you can bring a product into more, make with a product better life for many more people. So this is all possible. Not narrowing your gifts to a broad range, a wide horizon of gifts, it seems to me from this little talk. And for those people it's more difficult because more things are possible. And you may find something where you say, this fits to me, but maybe the other also fits to me, and the next also, and maybe the third even more. This can be become your situation. Because you are gifted in a broad array of things. But since life does not continue forever, we have to make a decision. And sometimes it's by chance that we land and strand somewhere and then build our house there. And it could be up on the hill also, but it's now down at the shore where I built my house. You have to look around more. And from an existential point of view, read in the newspapers the announcements. What you find interesting, give them a chance, follow them. You know the horizon, you know what you are wanting to do. You want to be more fruitful for people directly and not for an enterprise and the numbers of their income. So, how is that for you when you hear that? It's maybe where you are already, but is it somehow, is there something in it that you can take and use, something, an inspiration, an idea, or is it frustrating you to hear that again?
It's definitely not frustrating. And I think that would probably translate in real world into getting out there and starting experiencing different things and see, well, because maybe I'm not close enough. I've just been conceptually kind of a analysis paralysis stage in my mind instead of going out there and trying a few things, and after 5, 10, 20 I will find something that I can grasp and kind of go from there. And then if it fails, I can go laterally and develop rather than just being stuck.
My overall impression is that you keep it a bit too much in your mind, in your head. You're thinking, reflecting, pondering, and you should get into physical contact with the real situation. And it may happen that you go to a place and people tell you, oh, please, we are such a need. Could you do this? We urgently we need somebody. And then you do it and you stop it, and you will never step out again. It can happen. It's because life plays its role. Yeah. So this was very, very interesting. We could work on this situation of searching for meaning. For me, it's more the meaning and the purpose. Maybe the use of this term is narrowing the horizon for you, because it's maybe meaning and sensing. If it makes sense or not, you sense it. And you sense it that on your actual place it's not so meaningful. And so, this, yeah, you describe it in a very reflective way, and I could see your gift, and it would really be a pity if you continued in your well-paid job. There are better things to do in this world than to do that. Yeah. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you very much. And I take your last comments as a very good, nice compliment. Helps with my self-appreciation.
Yeah, go on and do it. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening.
Yeah.
I thought one particular moment was a bit was the moment I would like to question. When he said he wants a scale, which I completely understand and I think it's a fair motivation, you started doubting it, questioning it, and I wonder why, because what he described to me sounded like he wants to create, say, an app. Using all his knowledge that he mentioned, neuroscience, psychology, that is appeal to like kind of millions of people, which to me sounds like a very solid, normal idea, which I understand. And you started doubting that. Why did you do that?
I questioned it.
Yeah.
Not doubting. He said it twice.
Mm-hmm.
The first time already, I felt this could be a limitation which he makes to himself. Then he brought it up a second time, and this means that it is important for him. And doing such sequential work and working with one patient after the other, for instance, is not so valuable for him than doing something for 100 people.
Yeah.
And his answer was very good. He said, maybe I'm counting too much. 1,000 people is more valuable than 100 people. And I said, and even one thing. So to open up the perspective of depth instead of wide, this was the reason why I was asking back.
I see. It's just in a business case, maybe I understand his questions. He doesn't want to exchange big job for something kind of doing like therapies. If he's a value, say, I want to be a fitness instructor, I can teach 30 people at a time. Or if I have an app and I have exposure to 3 million people, I can charge 50 QED. Great business, right? I can change that. It makes sense. I think that's his kind of reason behind it. So I wouldn't, I don't know, if I was writing this question, I wouldn't question.
You wouldn't, yeah. You are more in the business than I am.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. But he brought it up twice, not me.
You think it more as a coach, I think, whether he would look at
this is a very coaching situation.
This is a typical coaching situation also. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. And it's up to him to check that.
Yeah.
And because there can be a narcissistic trait behind, which
absolutely.
Is, I'm born for more.
Okay.
We have to see this possibility. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just something
right,
we have to
okay.
think about.
Yeah.
And then it is blocking me, and I'm not open for the full range of possibilities. And when you ever had experience, the touching beauty and moving situation, existential situation with a client with whom we could really help and be with him. This is worthier than having had a television spot. It's much more fulfilling. And he's looking for fulfillment, for becoming fruitful.
I think, because you brought up these points and I had a bit more time to think, I think that at least the following three elements to it. One, obviously, there's a bit of a narcissistic element, which I will accept, that maybe I like to be in a position where I have a larger influence than just the one-on-one, and maybe I'm not at that level of spirituality and development yet, where I could feel helping just one person on the planet is as meaningful as helping 1,000 people, and I'm still doing the economy of scale. So that's one element, and I agree. Another one would be the a security element where I could feel like if I do something larger, my financial stability would be a bit more secure, possibly. And the third one, I think, which I think it's got the most weight, is money is also useful, and if I could do something a bit larger that provides revenue, I can reinvest that revenue to actually contribute even more, and I could get fulfillment into doing some additional things. Because, as I mentioned, I'm good at identifying opportunities and strategies rather than implementing them. So with more financial power, I could tap into new territories and then scale and grow that way.
And can I ask I'm from Kazakhstan, and I spent 15 years working as a psychologist in Kazakhstan. We don't have limitation to be psychologist and psychotherapy and just work one-to-one or with group with children. And because we didn't have limitation, what you expected, I work with children one-to-one, with group of children 3 years, with group of adults, with... It's what you explain. It's definitely much for me. It's not a multitask, but it's definitely more interesting to work with different level, with different group of people, with different, and you can find benefits. It's not because of limit professionality, I'm not sure. It's because it's completely different to work with children or with family. Always one family if they have depression or some problems. Always group with when they can share. I think each country they have their own way to work.
He doesn't say he wanted to be a counselor. He wanted to do something, and we presume he wants to be a counselor. He doesn't. Wants to be.
It's mean, for example, when they talk about multitask. Sometimes it's really interesting to have multitask and to work in this area. It doesn't matter if it's in counseling or it's in business or marketing.
It's important that we watch what we think about and that we put that aside and that we listen. And this is something we have to learn. This is not to interpret, not to know what he thinks or what he wants. I don't know, and I don't want to know. I want him to know, and I want to be with him that he comes to his knowledge. He didn't say, I don't want to be a counselor. You said it.
He said he doesn't want to work one-to-one all day. That means he doesn't want to be a counselor.
No, that doesn't mean.
No, it doesn't.
That doesn't mean.
He doesn't want to be a counselor in a common understanding.
No, he doesn't want to work one-to-one, one after the other. He wants more. And this is something I would to look at. If he didn't want to be a counselor, he would say, I don't want to be a counselor. He probably want to be a counselor, I don't know. And to be a counselor, and sometimes to work from 1 to 1, and sometimes to work 1 to 100, and sometimes to work 1 to 10,000. He wants, maybe he wants to be a counselor, but he also wants a secure income. This was saying now we could imagine, but it was now you were explaining it. And so we have to come closer to the contents, and not to interpret and give in ideas what we think what he wants to do. So thank you, and thank you for your questions and comments. We must stop it here. Thank you.
Make a small comment. It's just interestingly that while like recording, and Michael was kind enough to let it stream, so I have some messages of offering you collaboration. People watched and they have, oh my god, I'd like to offer this guy an idea or collaboration. So well, just talking about being open to the world and you know, speaking to the world, telling the world what I want, and the world comes
this
back.
Can be the first day of the rest of his life.
So people take like, can you please
Yeah.
And,
and you will find people who saw this and say, let's work together. We were looking for somebody like you.
Yeah. Yes. Can I have a copy of the recording, please?
Yeah. It's online. Again, existential analysis in the UK. It's a group. If you add yourself, you'll find all the lectures from today and yesterday. So it's a page on Facebook.
So when did you send request for this?
No. You just find it online. You can.
It's a page. It's not a group. It's open. It's open for everyone. You can share it with everyone.
But if you want to see next lectures of Alfred's being streamed there, you need to. You can add yourself like. Yes.
No,
just like
or
subscribe.
We need to do like.
Okay.
Just like.
So thank you. A few words about the training, because what we were discussing here is also related about our training. We are planning to start a full training in London in May, second half of May, 24. They changed the homepage in Vienna, of the International Society, but there must be a homepage.
GLE-UK.
You have the training program on that?
Yes.
GLE-UK.com. And there is
G.
G.
It looks like C. Now it looks like G.
And there is the English side of the International Society Existential Analysis .org. You find the training program online as a PDF on this site in English. This gives the full content, the 2 years of basic training with the four fundamental motivations and the 2 years of clinical training, more or less 2 years, it's a bit more the basic training, the supervision, all what is needed to have a full training in existential analysis. The shorter counseling training, which lasts only 3 years, 2.5 years of seminars and then supervision. The training will be done mostly on weekends, let's say maybe 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
4.5 days.
Or 4.5 days. 18 days per year, which means 4 times a year, 4.5 days. This is for your working situation important. The costs are there, I don't know them.
I think they're online, so.
Are they online?
They're online, yeah. If you want to apply, you can write to Alexandra, to Anya, or to Julia. If you have questions, you can also connect with them. And if there are questions which are more related to the general structure, you refer them to me. The training will be performed by about half time I will be here and half time other colleagues will come, maybe from Canada and maybe from Austria also. This has to be figured out depending on when we can start. If we do not have enough people in May, which can happen, we would try to start in September, but maybe we are already enough people to start there, because we already have some people interested in it, and when we add some more, maybe this streaming also brings some interest. We are applying for the recognition by UKCP in London, in England. We have very good chances. I know people there. We are collaborating. We are collaborating on the international level of European existential therapy and the world level. And after Joel also is in this in this area active, and we and I got already first reply that we are a very renowned psychotherapy training in many continents, not only in Europe, and so in principle we fulfill the credentials and the prerequisites. It's more a bureaucratic process we have to undergo. So this is, if you have questions to the training, or is enough information, do you have want to add something, Anya, Alex?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Because this puts quite a heavy focus on feelings.
Yeah.
And most people discount feelings and yeah. they say if you have strong feelings, don't make any like important decisions and don't kind of, so they're kind of discounted and pushed down. So yeah, how does that fit with
when you have very strong depressive feelings, don't make strong great decisions. It's not good. When you have very strong anxiety feeling, don't make great decisions.
But the whole basis of this existential analysis theory is based on
feelings. On feelings, right.
So and what's the role of feelings?
Feelings are perceptions of that what matters for life. Feelings are like eyes which help us to detect what is relevant for our life. This is the role of feelings in existential analysis. So you won't find this understanding so often in other psychotherapies and anthropologists, but here it has a strong impact. Without feeling, you will not come to a fulfillment in life.
So feelings is relevance.
Absolutely.
But don't make any important decisions based on the relevance.
No.
No.
When you have distorted feelings, fixed feelings, then
okay.
when they are fixed in depression, for instance, then they can mislead you. Because you have not only the second fundamental, but we have also other three dimensions which we have to consider.
It's quite complex, isn't it?
It's complex, and therefore we need 2 years to become clear, to work through these bases of the existence. It is really going very deep, and going into the spiritual depth of our existence, which we didn't touch this weekend. So thank you for your interest, and now maybe to how, let us ask the last question, with what feeling do we go away? Mm-hmm. How was this for me? Was it worthy?
Thought-provoking.
Thought-provoking. And feeling-provoking, hopefully.
Motivational,
yeah.
To continue,
yeah.
Their studies.
Yeah.
Other dimension acceptance of yourself and the inner circle.
The inner circle?
Yeah, so it's like other vision, as if you look at yourself from another point of view and the tools to access your reality and accept it from the other perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Allowing more freedom for myself to act according to feelings.
Mm-hmm.
That when other people say, well, it's normal, it's good. To go for your feelings. So you're like if you're a accountant and you want to start painting, go for it. It's motivating.
Yeah.
Dream. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Other people say to you.
Mm.
I feel so in a balance right now because I think when you get have been trained to feel a lot.
but I think experience in this country helped me to think a lot. And right now it's a process, and thank you for seminars, thank you for organizing seminar, and for you as well, because now I understand that I understand where I need to feel and why I need to think. Because before it was unbalanced. It's maybe what you say about what is important to feel it.
Thank you.
I, because I'm very practical person and very doing person, I like doing things, so I've just given myself homework. I'm going to write a list what do I like about my life. You're very welcome to copy my homework. I hope this list is going to be very long. I'm sure I like a lot of things in my life, I just never thought about this. Because we all try to focus on the negatives, what's wrong with my life. Mm-hmm. So I never ever actually ask myself what do I like about my life. Mm-hmm. I mean, on the top of my head, I get a few things, but I'm sure if I spend half an hour, I'll come with a lot.
Yeah, this will be life-changing, you will see. Yeah. Yeah, and you will see it's all there already. I just had to make use of it. So, thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll put an update with the link where you can find all the lectures.